just like the guy whose feet are too big for his bed. Nothing seems to fit.
Welcome back to Matt Flynn Direct on Devil Radio. Our lines are open, 844-967-2789. As always, I strongly recommend go to the Devil Radio website, download our app, or go to Apple Google stores, download our app. And by the way, this is an odd physical fact, but because days are getting shorter and there's more nighttime, if you're listening to this broadcast on AM, 1580 AM, you definitely should download the app. Why is that? Because believe it or not, radio signals after dark get weakened, attenuated in the dark. FM signals do not. FM streams 24/7. But if you're getting this on AM, 1580 AM, you definitely download the app, because days are going to be mighty short. Mighty, mighty short. And while you're at it, click on the link that says Support Devil Radio. We put it up because a lot of you asked us to put it up, because you recognize, everybody recognizes, there are more than 80 broadcasts every day, right-wing radio in this state, touting Trump, spreading the big lie, sometimes really directly, sometimes, well, you know, it's sad, but people don't trust the elections, so let's just dig into it a little more. This kind of sneaky way to do it. This is the only radio station that talks as tough as we do, and frankly, as truthfully as we do, about these issues. And so if you want to help us, Support Devil Radio, we're doing well. It's always great to do better. Click on the link, Support Devil Radio. Well, there's a startling admission from Robin Voss. Now, usually he's a crafty individual, and when he's up to his skullduggery, sneaking through an alley in a cape, he doesn't tip his hand other than his appearance. However, this time he just came out in an interview, and he goes, believe it or not, on the Gableman investigation, the crooked investigation, he's trying to stir doubt and scare poll workers around the state. Voss said, quote, I don't know the full extent of Gableman's activities. He said, I don't know who's working on it, how large his staff is, the names of the investigative firms and computer consultants. But no, we're not going to release the records. Yeah, they're in there. I just haven't read them. Oh, really? This is costing us, he says, $680,000 in taxpayer money. And that, by the way, has a weasel clause in that contract. That is subject to revision. They'll just pay any bill that comes in. How much do you think it's going to cost to hire investigative firms, plural, computer consultants, plural, Gableman's guerrillas, retired police officers to go around the state and scare the hell out of poll workers and clerks? You know, they better not threaten criminal prosecution. That would be an obstruction itself. But their very presence scares people, and they think there could be criminal prosecution for having run an election fairly. Now, people listening to this broadcast, and we have big listenership around the state because of our app, big in Milwaukee, big in Chicago for that matter. You know your local polling place. I don't care. I do not care if you're over in Prairie du Chien, if you're up in Random Lake, over in Random Lake, if you're up in Green Bay, or you're over in Eau Claire, up in Superior, down in Kenosha, over to Janesville. I don't care where you are. You walk in there, you feel comfortable, and you know it's being done right. It's an American election. It's not a Russian election. It's not a Belarus election. It's not an African election, a Middle Eastern election. It's an American election. What Voss is trying to do by hiring Gableman doing this is simply to suck up to Trump, spending your tax dollars, so that one faction of the Republican Party, Voss's, can suck up to a guy who is destroying the Republican Party and the country, Trump, and make it look like he's doing something, in the process scare the heck out of people. That's really what is going on. Now, what company do you know? What organization? What nonprofit? What school? What high school? What college? Could the head guy get away with saying, all right, I'm going to spend $680,000. It really is going to be several million. That's what happened 10 years ago when they gerrymandered at taxpayer expense. Said it was going to be a small amount, and they spent $3.5 million. So let's be blunt. An investigative firm hired by Gableman or a computer consultant or his gorillas put in overtime. They put in, you know, change conditions, that kind of thing. It's getting paid. So if you were the chief executive, the guy running anything like this in any other sector, and the board or the regents or anybody else said, all right, give us a breakdown. Give us the documents on what's been billed. Give us the documents on who's been hired, what your projection is of further hires, and give us these names and also the amount already billed. If the chief executive said, I don't know the full extent of what's going on. I don't know who's working on it. I don't know how large the staff is. I don't know the names of the investigative firms, plural, and computer consultants, plural, that my gorilla hired. But no, and I won't release the records, and I won't read them right now. And I'll let you know when I read them. What do you think would happen to that individual? How long do you think he'd have his job? He'd be toast. He'd be toast the day he said that. He'd be toast the day he said that. And he should be. You know, it's not just that Republicans are irresponsible. It's not just that they can't be trusted with money. It's not just that they came close to giving away $4.5 billion to Foxconn on a napkin because somebody like Walker, who had no experience in doing this, got snookered. And it's not that they went ahead, spent over $1 billion with a B in public money, taxpayer money, to prepare a site for a fraudulent deal at Foxconn. It's not just that they turned down more than $1 billion of Medicaid money that was our federal tax dollars we were entitled to, and then try to make up for some of it, the state tax dollars, so you got a double whammy. You paid federal and state for the same thing. And it's not just that they turned down over $1 billion for trains, which is the meager amount we got back when every other state around the country are getting things like space stations, Navy bases, and everything else. That's a return of our federal tax. It's not just all of that. This is unconstitutional. This is an unconstitutional attack on our elections. And to have the guy just say, well, I'm in a gerrymandered district. I'm the speaker in a gerrymandered legislature, so I can do whatever I want. And if ever one of the Stepford Wives or Black Ops Dark Money Androids or whoever it is that we have in our caucus even asked to see these records, they're going to get a visit from me and say, look, if you press this, there will be a primary opponent against you. That primary opponent will have 20 times the money you have, will hit you, say you're bad on abortion and guns and taxes and you're toast, and you will not be a big man back in Clam Lake. No, you won't. You won't be walking around the supper club, having everybody look at you admiringly. So knock it off. That's what's going on. It's a racket. It is a racket. Right now, there's litigation to force him to disclose the records. It is absolutely intolerable that the Republican Party will give an open checkbook to this kind of fraudulent activity at your expense, falsely claiming it was 680 grand. Several months ago, they said that the gorilla, Gableman, would only get 44 grand, and each of his sub-gorillas, the cops, there's only nine of them, would get 9 grand each. That's what they said. Now they're going, boss goes, Gableman, my muscle, can hire all the gorillas he wants. It's up to him. Hire any computer consultant, any investigative firm. Do whatever he wants. It's up to him. I'm not supervising him, but I'm paying out of your checkbook. Out of your checkbook, I'm paying. Yes, I am. And by the way, I'm not talking to him and I'm not reviewing what he does. And I'm not looking at any bills. And I'm not looking at anything at all. I'm telling clerks to pay them. If I ever read them, I'll let you know. And by the way, you're not getting any documents. This is a gerrymandered caucus. Should he get away with that? Would he get away with that in any business you know, and even a small business, any school you know, any nonprofit you know? And the answer is, heck no. He wouldn't get away with it, and he definitely should not get away with it with your tax dollars. Definitely should not get away with it with your tax dollars and my tax dollars and Luke's tax dollars. Luke's tax dollars. One good thing, the Wisconsin Election Commission, represented by the Attorney General, is suing to stop Gableman's subpoenas to the commission, and specifically to Megan Wolf, one of the executive staff and to the commission. And they sued the assembly and Voss and Gableman and said that this is not authorized. The assembly can't do this kind of thing. If they want to investigate something, they have to bring witnesses before the legislative committee, just like they do in the Congress. We're on television. They want to do this privately in some hole in the wall somewhere. Keep no record of it that they're going to disclose. They'll have a transcript and they'll do whatever they want with it. This should be a laydown case. But remember, we have a Republican Supreme Court. Only shining light is, well, there are the three Democratic votes, but Gableman. And when I say Democratic, they're basically independent. Most of the decisions out of that court are vast majorities. But Brian Hagedorn is the one guy that can stop this. We don't want any secret depositions and holes in the wall funded by taxpayers so that Voss can pander to Donald Trump and Kapenga can say, your hammer makes mine look like a bobby pin and I wear socks with your picture on it. I'm tired of these guys, aesthetically tired of these guys. We're going to a break. The lines are still open. 844-967-2789. A lot more back after the break.